Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor. And I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their life. I'm coming to you from beautiful downtown Bozeman, Montana. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of April 10th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So get ready for a special week. One of the biggest astrological events of the year happens on Tuesday the 12th, when we have the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. And then on Saturday the 16th, we have a lovely full moon. So let's talk about this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces first, because this is a big deal. Jupiter visits Pisces once every 12 years. However, because Neptune is an outer planet and it's extremely slow moving, it's not in Pisces as often. And because of this, Jupiter and Neptune have not met in Pisces since 1856, and it won't happen again until 2188. And while Jupiter and Neptune meet every 13 years in some sign, this particular get-together is exceptionally special because these two planets co-rule the sign of Pisces. This means they are both very, very happy to be there right now. And combined, their energy is incredibly strong. It's positive and it's magical. Jupiter is a planet of luck, philosophy, and expansion. Its growth-oriented energy helps us to expand our minds, to manifest abundance, and often brings really great good fortune. So Neptune, on the other hand, is a planet of dreams and illusions. Its mystical energy is associated with intuition, spirituality, and when these two planets form a conjunction, it makes it easier for all of us to fully embrace our spiritual side and tap into our intuition. And when these planets are in Pisces, they bring out a lot of this mystical and transformative energy, making this a great time to manifest our innermost dreams and passions that we've been keeping within ourselves for a long time. Our spirituality and our connection to all that is are easier to access, and our creativity will be off the chart. So this energy is pretty intense. It's pretty special. So special, in fact, that this may be the best day of your entire lifetime for manifesting your dreams. Okay, so how might this show up? So you know those things that are in the back of your mind that you might do someday? Well, that day is here. The time has come. You might have always wanted to write a book or start a business or quit your job and hike the Pacific Coast Trail. The time is here. It also might show up as weird new spiritual stuff happening to you. So if very unusual stuff starts happening to you right now, like you're feeling you can read minds or the plants are talking to you, you are not going crazy. This stuff is really happening. This is a time when spiritual awakenings happen. It's a time of magic and spiritual guidance from the universe. Things magically come together and steer us toward our higher purpose in life. So your intuition is strong right now. Follow it. Don't discount anything that comes up, even if it seems ridiculous, especially if it seems ridiculous. There's rapid spiritual growth happening. And I've noticed a pattern with clients in the past month. Quite a few of them are experiencing their crown chakra opening. So I'm going to mention it here since this is the time when it could really happen to you too. So if you feel like the top of your head is on fire, or it's really itchy, or it even hurts, those are all signs that your crown chakra is opening. And one of my clients even said she thought that she had lice because her head itched so much. So if you feel like this is happening to you, make an appointment with me and we can talk about it more. It's also easier to meditate right now than usual. So if you want to start a meditation practice, this is the time. And as we mentioned last week, it will stick if you start it now. You also might be having some intense dreams. There are messages in the dreams. Write them down when you wake up. Pay attention to them. the signs you'll be getting from your higher self will amplify. I just posted a podcast yesterday about signs from the universe that I recorded with Natalie Viglione, which talks about ways that your guides, the universe, and your higher self are all communicating with you. It might be a good time to listen to that one this week. And Jupiter and Neptune, they've been traveling together in Pisces for months, and they'll continue to do so on and off throughout the rest of the year. But they'll be at the same degree of the zodiac on April 12th. And this is the peak of their conjunction. But we'll be feeling this energy strongly for the week before, so you probably have already been feeling it, and the week after the 12th, making this whole week fan-fucking-tastic. So this conjunction is also inundating our collective consciousness with Pisces energy. Remember that Pisces rules romance, music, film, pop culture, art, creativity, intuition, spirituality. And this conjunction sets in motion a big transformation in all those things. It's the start of a new cycle that lasts for the next 166 years, which is when these two planets meet again in Pisces. So you can see this is kind of a big deal. And it isn't to say that this Neptune-Jupiter conjunction is all rainbows and sunshine. Neptune has the potential to bring deception. While Jupiter has a tendency to expand everything, meaning that escapism, delusions, or even a lack of boundaries could be an issue. So it's important not to let yourself get swept up in any too-good-to-be-true illusions. Also, any sort of addiction that you struggle with or have experienced in your life could resurface right now. So in addition to this wonderful conjunction, we also had the first full moon of the astrological year on Saturday the 16th. This is the pink moon, and because it's in Libra, the sign of partnerships, connections, and balance, it just has a beautiful energy that makes us feel in balance and that everything is right with the universe. And because it's the first full moon of the astrological new year, this is a powerful time to ramp up the energy on our goals and make room for growth. We've been in this new beginning energy for a while now, and it's even more amped up with this full moon. And this full moon is an especially important time to find your footing and get in balance, because it's the last full moon before eclipse season begins and starts to shake up our lives. And one more wonderful thing about this week. In addition to Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, the lover planets Venus and Mars are also in the water sign Pisces at the time of the full moon. So together, all these planets form a powerful Pisces stellium, meaning there's so much Pisces energy and love in the air. Things will feel emotional, and it's important to embrace your feelings and your intuition right now. Often when we think of things being emotional, we think of feeling bad and crying. This week, the emotions might be so overwhelmingly good that we cry because we're so filled with joy. Let the joy in. Feel the full joy of how great your life is. So to make the best of the energy this week, it's super simple. All you gotta do is slow down. Be still. It's during the quiet moments that we are open to receiving and connecting to a higher power and getting all the messages from the universe. Take some time off. I have my first Montana spiritual reset visitor this week, and it could not be a better week to just be. This full moon is also the perfect time for a moon bath, a soak in a hot tub or hot springs. All that soaking in water help us align with the energy of the moon. So to recap, this is once in a lifetime energy. I do not know how many times I've said that the past few months, but this is again, once in a lifetime energy. Special stuff is happening. Spiritual awakenings are happening. You'll be getting important messages and intuitive hits. Trust it. Trust what's happening. It's real. You are not losing it. All you got to do is slow down and be this week. Take stuff off the to-do list. We want to focus on balance and getting in balance before eclipse season starts in the next 2 weeks. So this is also the last week that my Montana Spiritual Energy Reset is on sale. It's $1,000 off. This is the perfect way to get back in balance. I'm just saying. I'm also offering a free 30-minute session whenever you refer a friend to me. All your friend has to do is mention your name when scheduling. There's a box to put it in, and I will get the session to you. So enjoy this week. Oh my gosh, wow, what a wonderful time to be alive and make huge spiritual progress in our lives. I'm almost overcome with tears because it's so great. As always, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing this podcast with a friend. And I will talk to you again next week.